Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Anna.
Today, Anna, it's our second day looking at the wonderful and kind of strange art of the Dutch artist Florentijn Hoffmann.
Florentijn Hoffmann,
yes.
荷兰的艺术家。
Now, not quite as famous as Da Vinci or Picasso, right?
Oh.
He's not that famous, but...
Well, famous enough.
Two things. First of all, he's still alive. Right? So
yes.
A lot of the most famous artists, of course, have been dead for a long time.
Right.
Mr. Hoffmann is very alive, so that's good. The other thing is he doesn't do art that we can see in the great museums. He doesn't do paintings and things like that. He does art that's outside, it's really big, and it's kind of fun and makes us think of, you know, when we were kids, like the giant rubber duck in the water in the harbor in Hong Kong. That was him. That was Mr. Hoffmann.
Right. 就是我们前一阵子在新闻当中看到的在香港的 Victoria Harbor 里面的那个很大的黄色的不能说小鸭鸭是大鸭鸭。
Yeah, so we're going to find out more about Florentijn Hoffmann, the giant artist from Holland.
Reading.Florentijn Hoffmann, Spreading Joy with Art.
Although Hoffmann's large and colorful creations have a playful quality, the artist has a serious attitude about his work. He says that his art, like the rubber duck, is made for the public.
Several companies offered to buy the duck, but Hoffmann rejected them all.When Hoffmann travels around the world to create huge animal art, he likes to make it locally. He uses local materials and enlists local artists and volunteers to help him and his team. Once the art is put on public display, people often stop to view it. Many say his art makes it easier to start conversations with other onlookers. As a result,Hoffmann's art helps strangers to make contact with each other again. For Hoffmann, the audience's reaction is an essential part of his work. He invites the public to reconsider things that appear to be a matter of course at first. His purpose is simple: to give people a break from their daily lives and make them smile.
Okay, so big rubber ducks, right? There was the giant yellow or orange rabbit. Remember?
Yellow rabbit.
The yellow rabbit.
And the fat monkey
that was made out of shoes. So these are big, interesting kinds of art. And that's what we start talking about in day two of our article that says, although Hoffmann's large and colorful works have a playful quality...The artist has a serious attitude about his works, okay? So you might look at it and go, this is just for fun. This is just kind of a joke. You might think it's a little bit playful. If something is playful, well, it likes to have fun. It likes to play. It is full of play. So when we think of kids, when we think of little animals, you know, it's hard to get them to sit down and be quiet. They're always laughing and running and giggling and having fun. They're very playful.For example, the playful kittens, little cats, were running all around the house, chasing each other and fighting and doing what cats do, but they're very playful. So his artwork is playful, but it says he has a serious attitude. Your attitude is sort of your feelings, right? How does he look at his art? What does he think about his art? Is it just for fun? No, he's very serious about it. I mean, it would take a lot of hard work.To make these things and to get the ideas and to actually do it. So this isn't really just a joke for him. It's serious, but it's also fun at the same time.
那当然咯。虽然像他的艺术作品看起来好像都很好玩很调皮耶。我们说像这个小猫啊跑来跑去啊或者小孩子很调皮很喜欢玩来玩去的。这样子的形容词在英文当中叫做 playful, 就是 full of play 的意思。Anyways, 很调皮的很活泼的。Playful, 但是呢他的工作态度啊其实是非常严肃的。那么相对于这个 playful, 我们看到一个形容词叫做 serious。那但是我们要形容的是他的一个工作的态度 attitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hoffman says that his art, like the rubber duck in Hong Kong, was made for the public. It's made for everyone. That's who he wants to enjoy it. Everybody. He says several companies offered to buy the duck, but Hoffman...He rejected them all. So a lot of companies wanted to buy it. Maybe they'll put the company name on it, you know, use it for advertising. But Hoffman said, no, I don't want to sell it. Then it becomes yours. It becomes his or hers or that company's duck. I want it, he said, to be everyone's duck.
Okay.
That's a very good feeling, right?
对，很特别。因为像艺术家，通常好像感觉都，这个生活好像很困苦，希望艺术作品能够卖钱。哎，可是 Hoffman 的理念就不是这样子。像他觉得这个他的黄色大鸭鸭呢，其实是要给大家的 ，for the public。而且重点是啊，有一些公司真的提议跟他买这只鸭子。Offer to do something 就是提议做这件事情，所以他们提出要买这只鸭子的请求，但是都被回绝了。拒绝别人可以用 refuse， 也可以用 reject， 他也是拒绝的意思。
He's a real artist. I bet they were probably going to pay a lot of money because it's a really big duck. But he said no. Wow, interesting. Says when Hoffman travels around the world to create huge animal art, right? We learned he's.Done art in Brazil, Hong Kong, Europe, Sweden. Well, whenever he does this, wherever he goes, he likes to make the art locally. So he gets everything from that place. He doesn't bring it with him. He likes to use the local people, use the local things. He uses local materials and enlists local artists and volunteers to help him and his team. So the materials that he uses, well, for an artist, for anyone making something,Materials are important. It's what you use to make something else. So, for example, this shirt is made of cotton. Mm-hmm. Or a car would be made of, well, steel, glass, plastic. Rubber. You get different rubber, you get different parts of that. Put it all together and you've got a car, or you've got a shirt, or you've got a big duck. So he gets all of that stuff from, in the duck's case, from around Hong Kong.He doesn't bring it with him, and it says he enlists the help of volunteers. To enlist is basically to get someone to help you out, right? So you're like, I need six people to help me do this. How about you and you? Okay, so I'm choosing you, or you're putting your hand up. You're saying you want to join in, or you want to be part of this. And that's what volunteers do. Who are volunteers? They are people who work for free. They give up some of their time because they want to help.Because someone is doing something they think is very good. This is a good thing. We don't want to get paid. We just want to help out. We just want to be good people and help. For example, for volunteer, we could say the 100 volunteers worked all day to clean up the beach, right? They're not being paid. It's not their job. They're volunteers. We should also go back. We had an example sentence for material that is,Airplanes and racing cars are made of the same kinds of materials, right? Very light, very strong, probably not like a duck.
应该不是哦，好像是铝之类的材质。Anyways,
yes.
讲到这个材质啊，或者是原料，在英文当中用的是 material.Material. 可是为什么要提到 material 呢？因为这个 Hoffman 呢，他很特别，他只要在做艺术作品的时候。你有没有发现他都是跑来跑去在全世界各地他到了当地之后呢就会在当地用当地的人当地的志工用当地的材料这个当地的叫做 local 所以呢他会怎么样呢他使用 local materials 当地的材料而且呢他会招募一些招募召集 enlist 这个动作招募当地的艺术家跟他一起做 local artists当然因为他的东西都很大嘛所以需要很多的人手那么这些人呢也是志愿志工来帮忙自愿来帮忙这些人叫做 volunteer 志工所以这个艺术家真的很特别
Yeah, that's a great idea because he's making the art for the local people
对
So if the local people help they can feel like hey, this is, you know, it's kind of mine too
Right.
It's artist Hoffman, it's everybody's So once the art is put on public display once it's thereOf course, people often stop to view it. We learned that word passers-by yesterday. People walk by and say, hey, look, there's a really big duck. Get your camera. You know, you want to look at that because it's so strange to see that in a city. Many say his art makes it easier to start conversations with other onlookers. So it's easy to start talking to people you don't know because you're both looking at a really big duck and it's kind of strange. So you can, you know, you just start talking to someone, make a new friend. And that's what it says. As a result, Hoffman's art helps strangers, people who don't know each other are strangers, but it helps these people to make contact with each other again so they can become friends because, you know, they both saw this interesting art at the same time in the same place. The article says, for Hoffman, the audience's reaction is an essential part of his work. So he really wants people to stop, to look, to laugh about it, to talk about it. That's a reaction. When something happens, what you do because something happens is your reaction. If someone throws something at you, you might lift your hands. That's your reaction. If someone says something funny, you might laugh. That's your reaction. Or if you hurt yourself, you might go, ow, or cry, or, you know, that's your reaction at what, it's what happens because of something else. For example, Pete had a bad reaction when Doris said she wanted to date other guys. Pete got very upset.
Oh, yeah. That's the bad reaction?
That's a bad reaction.
Okay.
But of course, when Hoffman puts his art out there, people have a good reaction. And for him, it's essential. It's very important that he sees people having a reaction. He wants people to feel something because of the art.
对耶，所以 Hoffman 其实更特别的地方是因为他做这些艺术品呢，不是只是让大家觉得他很厉害而已，他其实有很多的理念。比如说其中一个理念呢，就是当他的艺术品公开展示的时候， onlookers 其他观看的人啊，其实都会跟旁边的人开始，大家会有共同的回忆，会觉得很有意思，然后就开始聊起来了。 make contact with和别人呢就会开始聊天，或者是所谓接触的意思，当在就是所谓的接触的意思。那么当然这些的所谓的回应都叫做 reaction。 那当然呢，我们提到的这个理念其实是在他艺术作品当中很基本很基础的一个部分。这个基本的基础呢，在英文当中的形容词叫做 essential。
He invites the public to reconsider things that appear to be a matter of course at first. So that's one of his ideas. He's inviting us, the public, that's us, the people walking by, for example. To invite someone is basically to ask them to do something. So when you say, hey, do you want to come to my house for a party? Or do you want to come and see a movie with me on Saturday? You're inviting people, you're asking them to do something. So he's asking the publicto reconsider things that appear to be a matter of course. Okay, invite, we have an example sentence. The couple invited 120 people to come to their wedding. The couple invited 120 people to come to their wedding.
120?
That's a lot of people.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. Uh-huh. They must be very famous or very rich.
对,
or just have a lot of friends. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he asked the public, that's a, to reconsider. To reconsider is to think about something again. You've thought about it before, but maybe now you're thinking about it in a different way or at a different time. So you're again, considering, thinking about. You're thinking about it again. For example, we could say, I've reconsidered the job offer. I don't think I want to move to Shanghai. So maybe I said, oh yeah, I'll move to Shanghai. Then after thinking about it for a few days, you know, talking to my family, I thought, yeah, I don't think I want to do that. I'm changing my mind because I've reconsidered it. So he wants us to think again about things like ducks or monkeys or shoes, things that are normal or things that are a matter of course.
A matter of course. 所以要重新来思考一下我们平常很熟悉的东西，或者是平常我们这理所当然的事物啊， a matter of course. 不过这个所谓的重新思考在英文当中叫做 reconsider. Consider 本来就有考虑或考量的意思，它前面的 re 就有 again 的意思，所以 reconsider 就是重新来想想，重新思考一下。当然这些艺术作品都是希望能够邀请大众来参与他的这样子的艺术的一个展品，所以这样子的一个 invite 就是所谓的邀请的意思。不过接下来呢，我们还是要看一下今天的 shortcut for you。
Shortcut for you.
I just noticed something interesting about you. You always scratch your head when you're thinking about something important.
I guess I must do it as a matter of course.
What course did you take at school that said you should do so?
If something is a matter of course, it is something that appears to be natural or something that you do without thinking.
Oh, so a matter of course means 理所当然的事。
Exactly. I never even noticed that I scratched my head, so it must be a matter of course for me.
Well, I think it's kind of funny.
I'll tell you something else that's funny. As a matter of course, you rub your stomach whenever you laugh.
For You Chat.
Okay, our chat question. Well, of course, some of us might be lucky enough to go to Hong Kong. It's not so far away, but I know I'm busy. I can't go to Hong Kong to see the rubber duck. Can you?
Of course not.
Not so soon,
but
right?
Would you go to see the rubber duck?
That's our chat question,
if the duck just comes here?
So the duck's going to swim across from Hong Kong?
Swim
past Penghu and scare everybody and end up over here in Taiwan or down in Kaohsiung or somewhere. So would you go and see the rubber duck? Yeah, I guess so.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I guess so. I've never thought about it. Yeah, sure.
Sure.
But would I travel really, really far to, like, if it was in Kaohsiung and I lived in Taipei, would I go down?
Would we go there?
I don't know. Seems like it's a little bit far.
Where do you think the duck will be put?
Well, it has to be in water, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It should be in water. So Kaohsiung would be good. They could put it down the Love River, which would look very beautiful, right? With the beautiful lights of the Kaohsiung city behind
it. But is it big enough?
I don't know. I mean, they have bridges, right? That take cars over the river. Could they get the duck?
How about Danshui?
Again, you'd have to get it up the river and from Danshui, you know, go up the river. It's quite far. I don't know.
Oh.
It's kind of...
I know, that's
weird.
Why the dog is sitting at the Victoria Harbor.
Well, Victoria Harbor is really big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're lucky there in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And you can see it from both sides of the harbor,
mm-hmm.
right? You can go from one side to the other, take boats around. So that actually might be one of the best places to see the duck. But yes, if it came to Taiwan, I would go to see the duck if I could.
Yeah, me too.
All right, what about you guys? If you saw a giant rubber duck was visiting Taiwan, would you go to see this big yellow bird?
Florentine Hoffman, spreading joy with art.
Although Hoffman's large and colorful creations have a playful quality, the artist has a serious attitude about his work. He says that his art, like the rubber duck, is made for the public.
Several companies offered to buy the duck, but Hoffman rejected them all. When Hoffman travels around the world to create huge animal art, he likes to make it locally. He uses local materials and enlists local artists and volunteers to help him and his team. Once the art is put on public display, people often stop to view it. Many say his art makes it easier to start conversations with other onlookers. As a result, Hoffman's art helps strangers to make contact with each other again. For Hoffman, the audience's reaction is an essential part of his work. He invites the public to reconsider things that appear to be a matter of course at first. His purpose is simple: to give people a break from their daily lives and make them smile. Vocabulary Review.
Playful. Young dogs often fight with each other in a playful way. Material. Clothes made out of materials like cotton are soft and comfortable. Volunteer. A group of volunteers cleaned up the dirty beach on the weekend. Reaction. The child's reaction to the scary movie was to scream and cry. Invite. Joe invited the girl he likes to go out on a date with him. Reconsider. Once the stubborn boss makes a decision, he never reconsiders.